I'm going to start Hashem's Sefer Shmiras Halashon. This Chafetz Chaim, the Sefer, has three parts. The first part is Hilchos Lashon Hara, which we learned. The second part, Hilchos Rechilos, which we learned. Right, that we learned the other book was translated. That book, A Lesson a Day, was translated the first two parts. The third part is Shmiras Halashon. It's called Shmiras Halashon. Right, the first Sefer is called Sefer Chafetz Chaim. Then, of course, I did like probably the most, this one is like the most famous print over here. This. Over here. See, Rabbi Yama got one.
Well, that's
his wife got one. Baruch Hashem. Tell us your wife. Tell us your wife. Okay. So, Baruch Hashem. So, now, we're going to start with, say, for the beginning of the introduction to Sefer Shmiras Halashon. So, I'll translate, we'll read it from the Hebrew.
What page?
Page Aleph.
Okay.
It's going to start again after the introduction. It's the third half of the Sefer.
Yep.
Fine. So, it's written, it says in Mishlei, Shemar Pivul, Shana Shemar Mitzar Snapchis. One who guards their mouth and their tongue, they guard themselves from problems. The Chaim asks why, specifically saying someone who guards their mouth is going to be saved from a lot of problems. Maybe you should be guarded, right? Then you're going to save your Nefesh from Tzaras. What about everything else you guard yourself from? So he explains. That he says, the many mafarshim say pshat, but he says, I will also say my portion which Hashem granted me. So also we'll also understand what the pasuk has written, miha isha chavetz chayim, who is the man who loves life? Oyev yom who loves days, who is the man who desires life? Oyev yom who loves days, learns tend to see the good. The Torah shalach about guard your tongue from evil. Says this is the Torah specified. This topic is because we know every person has 248 limbs. Ramach Levar, right? You have 248 limbs? You don't know the cap, but you really have 248 limbs. And 365
sinews and organs.
Sinews. Right. Now we really have 248 and 365 spiritual. We have 248 spiritual limbs and 365 spiritual organs. Spiritual sinews. And all these is clothed the physical. Our physical body is really enclosing a spiritual makeup. Like the pasuk says in Iyov, "Or ubas tavshim with flesh and skin you shall dress me, clothe me. Ubatamas v'kidim and with bones and sinews sechay like you shall cover me." So we see the pasuk is bringing down the sinews and the bones, and it doesn't just call it a lavush. Or it's called the tabisheni. We say it's bringing the pasuk. It's called clothing. We see that it's called tabisheni. It's necheni. So who are you clothing? Who are my limbs clothing? Right. It must be. It's my nefesh. It's clothing my nefesh, which is inside, which is the main person. And every single aver of the nefesh, on high, we have a spiritual makeup. Okay. We have a. You know, you have a spiritual body on high. It's corresponding to our physical body. our physical body. It's just the outside. What's deeper? Really, the inside is our spiritual makeup. Now, on high, there is every limb. It's called by that aver. You have something that's called the hand and the fingers and the toes. Right? You can have also the spiritual makeup, just like a beged, just on the body. Now, Hashem gave us 248 mitzvot asay. Now, how do we fix our spiritual body? Hashem gave us 248 mitzvot asay. And 365 lays, I say, is negative commandments. And they're split up on the different body parts. If you have a mitzvah that you have to do on your hand. If you have a mitzvah that's dependent on the foot. And all the other parts, like it says in Sefer Charedim, it brings down a lot of the different body parts which correspond to many mitzvahs. So when a person in this world fulfills a certain mitzvah with a certain limb, then in the future, they will shine the light of Hashem on that limb. Physically, he'll get Tchias HaMeisim on that limb. That limb will be working, will be alive. The person puts on tefillin. By Tchias HaMeisim, they'll get their hand back. And it'll look like a nice hand, the more they put on their tefillin. But this light that will give life to this aver is going to come from, the more we do mitzvah of tefillin, so making a spiritual light, so that in the time to come, a light will shine on our hand. Right? And every mitzvah also. So when a person does all the 248 mitzvah, say, then a person who eventually they'll become a full, complete person. Right? Like it says, Vasisim, Hashem said, do all my mitzvahs, and then you'll be holy to God. But if a person is missing a mitzvah, then he doesn't care about it, he doesn't do tshuva, then in the time to come he's going to be missing is he missing that limb, which is corresponding to that mitzvah. This is a Chazal say brachas, right? It says someone who messes up, ma'ubas lo yuchal yispar. He makes it crooked, he doesn't have to be able to fix it up. This is what does say kriya shema or ma'ariv or kriya shema in the morning, or tefillah or davening or shachris. And also, a person has to be careful not to do the lavin. So when a person does that, say they don't do the lavin, they draw upon themselves, upon his limbs, and upon his gidin, a spiritual life. But if Chas v'Shalom doesn't do that, then in the time to come, they'll be messed up. These organs will be messed up, like it's worth that shayik dusha. Yes, question.
But not all chai for all the mitzvahs. There are certain mitzvahs we can't do. There are certain mitzvahs only men can do, only women can do. Only in times of Beis Hamikdash, there's some mitzvahs we're potter from.
So Rabbi Yaakov wants to know, what happens to possible for us to complete our spiritual makeup? There's many mitzvahs we can't do. There's a mitzvah, or potter, or not a kohen.
Sefer Chinuch answers this question. Sefer Chinuch answers that when you learn about the mitzvahs that you're potter from, that don't exist anymore, it's as if you're able, it's as if you fulfill them.
Because the Torah says, Hashem says, "Shalom paras v'seinu," right? That the way you fulfill bringing karbanos is by seeking that. So Chazal say that when you learn something, when you learn kachin, then it's as if you fulfilled it.
And if you go into the Benish Chai shir 2 or 3 weeks ago, has the Benish Chai say you fulfill it? You don't see. What does it say?
Chillant.
Said,
you'll see everything,
my
children.
If you wanted to, just in fact, if you wanted to,
but in order to have a rasson, you have to learn about what it is to have a
rasson. If you wanted to do it,
so it's good.
If
you wanted to have a rasson, you have to learn about what the mitzvahs are.
Right.
A very good place to start is Sefer Sefer Chinuch. Explains all the 613 mitzvahs as brought down by the Rambam.
It's a good idea. Right, so even the machshav, right, the rustle, the fact that you're rustling over with your mouth, that alone is how we can complete it. Right, that's because the Ben Shai explains that way. Also, that's the pasuk that says, right, the pasuk says, "Ki leme Israel yami," but right, the Torah is not over the sea. You don't have to go get it, because what it says, "Ki beficha lavach," it's in your mouth and your heart to do it. So he says, even the mitzvah that we can't fulfill, he says, it's impossible to travel to who knows where. To all these mitzvahs, right? It's not true. It's in your heart, and your mouth too. Certain things you could speak about, you learn about that, or in the machshava, that helps to fix those parts.
What about like a deaf mute who's pattern also can't learn or have a, who can't learn what a ratzon is? To have
I don't know. First of all, he's gilgul, man. Maybe less gilgul. He already did it already. Mm. He can have a ratzon. Maybe.
Can you have a ratzon to do mitzvahs? You don't know mitzvahs.
Well, he says no. You can know mitzvahs. You can't tell him to start learning with mitzvahs. But I don't know. Whether the person is crazy, how they get to tikkun. Their whole thing was the tikkun. Whole life's a big tikkun. That's a crazy person to do. They don't do any mitzvahs. How do they get a tikkun? Their whole life's a tikkun.
Yeah.
All just by trying to serve Hashem, by being a Jew in this world already, is getting a certain level of tikkun ready. Being in this world. Yeah. Probably these people already had their tikkun. They should need to be fixed then. They're coming back to tikkun, their tikkun. I guess we'll call that. Fine, Baruch Hashem, that's what we did. That was the first thing. We did. It's split up into days here also in this book. So we'll do a day, Baruch Hashem. That was the first, that was day. That's for Aleph Tishrei. See, we'll always go back to Aleph Tishrei.
Sure,
Baruch Hashem, yeah. Very good.
So, should I label this day one?
Yeah, you can keep on labeling them as you go along. Yeah. Day one, fine. Baruch Hashem, that's Baruch Hashem, a new start in Shmiras Halashim. We didn't answer the question. We're going to answer it soon. Eventually, we're going to answer the original question. Was on the to explain the puzzle. Hi, very good. Baruch Hashem, we started. Okay. Baruch Hashem. Now we're holding on that Yud Tes Amud Beis. So we're going to start the Gemara soon from Uminolan.
19B.
Same one we did after the last 5 days.
On our way to the CM barbecue. Like getting ready for the CM barbecue. CM barbecue. Start putting in the orders for the Ada Haredes meat.
I'm duck food.
We're gonna have eggs with these little sausages.
What's that?
We're gonna have eggs with
these
little sausages.
Whatever you want, I'll take care of
it.
CM barbecue.
Barbecue tofu.
No, that's not going to be on my anywhere near this barbecue. I love you. Unless you want it. If you want it, we'll get it for you.
It's bad for your...
No, it's not good. If you want it, we'll get it for you.
Tofu's not a good thing for that whole
everything involved with that whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
The fact
that
you're
on
it.
Really? I told you that.
It's all
soy in general?
Okay, let's go.
It's all female.
It's very
what is it? Soy in general?
Soy, all female.
Really? That's
the story. It's not soy in this Kamari yet. I don't think it's.
My wife
tries to feed me soy about once every month or something, and it becomes a whole thing. Like, I won't eat it.
It's the worst.
Very important. Can I have all.
For your scene and for your performance.
Unbelievable performance.
That's a banana over here.
Now I have an 8 side, a
back, the nemesis, the consumption, and breast cancer.
Looks like he's not
or ovarian cancer. There's an estrogen production.
So men don't have ovaries.
There's a hormone. Yeah, I don't know what to do to what extent.
Okay.
That's what this is.
Okay. Fine.
Esther, where are we holding?
Yeah, the second doctor is not so sure to the extent of the damage. It could be also ladies. Could it be bad for ladies also?
Is that true? Yeah, we have another opinion too.
We're working out. Doctors convention. So the Chutzal Chesed doctors convention is going to end now.
Thank God.
I'm going to start trying to learn the Kumar. Well, we know they debacle with you. Where do we know that you are allowed to redeem your soy? How do we know you can redeem your So what's the Gemara's question? Really, we have to understand Mishnah. Really, we have to have a little really understand the Pesukim before we start. The Pesukim in Devarim Perek Yudalet. So even if you have Chazik Gemara, it doesn't bring down both Pesukim. So you bring down one Pesukim. So what does the Pesukim say? What are you supposed to redeem? Really, the Mishnah, if you're in Yerushalayim, usually you're not allowed to redeem Eiser Sheni. What are you supposed to redeem Eiser Sheni? So I'll read
the same passage we were talking about earlier. Is that how the Gemara continued on in this? The same passage?
Yeah, same Pesukim.
So you're understanding about the redemption?
Yeah, I'm going to explain it in a minute.
Fine.
The Pesukim say, what does the Pesukim say? It says like this. Really, in the Parak Yudalit, it says like this. You should take off Meiser and eat it before Hashem, right? Bring it to Yerushalayim. Right, that was our pasuk that we loved from before. Right now, what does it say here? It says, if it's too far for you, right? This pasuk you have in the size of Gemara, because you're not allowed to carry it. So we'll see what that means. Because it's too far from you. Yerushalayim is too far from you. Then the next pasuk says, put it onto money, you can redeem it onto money. That's what Pasuk Chafei, the following Pasuk says. Then redeem it onto money and bring the money over there. And then the Pasuk says, take the money and buy whatever you like with it. Bakar, tzayin, wine, whatever you want. Take the money from the fruit and eat it in front of Hashem. Good? Now, what does Pasuk seem to say? You're only allowed to redeem Eiser Sheni when? If it's too far from you. That's when you have a license. Let's say you have perfect fruits that are Eiser Sheni that are pure in Yerushalayim. We now have to redeem them. That's the halacha. What our Gemara tells us before that if they're tamei in Yerushalayim, what do we say? You did wrong. But how do we explain the ratio of our Mishnah?
You're tamei or it's tamei.
You're tamei or it's tamei. And what did you do wrong?
You didn't redeem it.
You didn't redeem it. What did you do wrong with it? What did the Mishnah say? You ate it without redeeming it.
Right?
So it seems like you could redeem it in Yerushalayim, correct? The Mishnah told me you ate it without redeeming, which seems to mean there is such a thing of redeeming. There's such a thing of redeeming by Eiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. And that's very strange to us. Because we know the Pasuk only teaches us you can redeem Eiser Sheni outside Yerushalayim because it's too far for you, right? So where's the Tana know in our Mishnah that when it's Tameh, we also give you a license to redeem it even in Yerushalayim. Right? Usually, if it's pure, you're not allowed to redeem anything in Yerushalayim. The Pasuk said, right, Rabbi, when are you allowed to redeem it? If it's far away. You're allowed to redeem it. If you're in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to redeem it. Go eat your fruits, give it out to your families, make a fruit party. You're not allowed to redeem it in Yerushalayim. So comes our Mishnah says, you know what you did wrong? You didn't redeem it in Yerushalayim. But where did Tana know that there is such a license to redeem inside Yerushalayim? So, if you read the pasuk simply, it only says when it's far. So, comes our Gemara and asks, right, Uminale. Umina, from where does he know? Where does the Umina, from where late is it to him, to the Tana, that you're allowed to redeem it in Yerushalayim when it's tamei. But we not only to bar for you that it's the son of redeeming it. Who said you're allowed to redeem something if you're in Yerushalayim? The Gemara answers, the Amar Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Eliezer says, as we bring from Gemara Pesachim, Minayin Lemaiser Sheni Shenitz. From where do we know? Minayin, from where do we know? Lemaiser Sheni Shenitzma, the Maiser Sheni which became Tamei, Shepaydir Isa, you're allowed to, Afilu Bin Yerushalayim. Even in Yerushalayim this time, you're allowed to redeem it. Talmud Lamer, the Pasuk teaches us, says, Kilartucha Se'esai. What is the Pasuk saying? If you are not allowed to say so. So Pajim Shah similar meaning means you're not allowed to carry it. Says no. The ace the ace ela achila. The word the ace doesn't mean anything, rather it only means eating. So what does the Pasuk mean? The Pasuk says Kilo Tuchal say so, you're not allowed to eat it. You're Yerushalayim, because in this case it's tummy. Which would be even in Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to eat it also. Then the pasuk continues to tell me that you redeem it. So there's the pasuk.
So it's not the.
It's not what?
It's not teaching us about carrying.
Pashup Shah right now say it's not. So it's teaching us to Asa
only
just means.
Only about eating.
Right now,
at this point. It's
yeah.
Only teaching us about eating.
Right.
Ina Ella. There's nothing in it except the eating.
Right. Okay. Correct. Good?
Yeah.
So it means. What?
The Talmud Lamar is just. The Talmud Lamar is already on the Ezra?
Yes, we're already talking. Yes.
Okay.
So Rabbi is saying only eating we're talking about it again.
Right now Rabbi says only eating. That's been the wise question too. Rabbi Eliezer says only eating. Se'ez al-achila. Now where do we see that the word se'ez means eating? Shenemar, like it's written, says Va'isa masas. They carried over there, it means like provisions, the food. Me'ez panah from a fellow sit. That was by Yesu Matadik. Right, when they went down, the brothers went down to get provisions. And it says that they carried the provisions for our friend, they went down to get food. So we see that the word se'es means food and provisions.
Which one is that? That's the
Masa'os.
First.
Masa'os. The second one. The Ba'isa is the carry. Is the carry.
It's interesting. It's also carrying and food.
Huh, here said both.
The same thing?
No, we're saying here it's two different words. We're saying it's that they carry the food. It's se'es. The food is shin al ta'al ta'. Ba'isa is yud samach al yisa. The other one
is se'ez.
Masa, no, yisa is in this pasuk. Yisa is carrying, and we're saying also masa ois is provisions.
And so,
in this talk about in the pasuk, it says that when Yosef is putting in front of them the food, he gave Binyamin more and so forth.
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
So now we're saying se'ez is the food,
right?
And we're bringing that drasha to our original CSO, which was originally carrying, which we drush to being food.
No, so now we're saying we're not drushing. Now we're just saying a simple meaning.
Is food.
Food.
It means food.
It means food. Yeah, at this point we're not making drush. Soon the words are going to say drushes.
Okay.
Right now, the words are understanding. The simple meaning of this pasuk is, ki lo sucha se'ez, means you couldn't eat your maiser sheni. Why? Because it was tummy. So if you couldn't eat your maiser sheni, you're allowed to redeem it. So there's the source. We want to know who told you you're allowed to redeem maiser sheni, you shall lie when it's tummy.
Right.
Have a pasuk.
At this point, I believe I just only learned one thing, so. Just that you can't eat.
Rabbi Eliezer himself always learns one thing. Gemara brings another thing. We mix that, but Rabbi Eliezer himself says one thing.
Only one thing. It's not it, right?
Well, it's not that. That's all.
It's not learning that you. We were a little confused.
It's not a drasha. Right now,
I'm saying it's not learning that not only that you do redeem it when it's far away. Where does he learn that you do redeem it when it's far away from?
The pasuk also says they have to read the whole pasuk. The pasuk says both things.
So he's not using that piece of the pasuk. You said.
He's.
I thought this piece means two things. And he's learning you redeem it from far away, you redeem it
no,
because it's far, and also...
No, because the Pasuk said, if you read the Pasuk inside, what does the Pasuk say? The Chayir, according to this, the Gemara is giving us two options. Read the Pasuk inside. Chayir b'mecha haderech, either it's too far. Ki lo tuchal se'ez, either you can't eat it because it's tameh.
Right.
Or it's too far from you.
Right.
Then you should redeem it. It's two different things. Two reasons. Two.
Why can't you learn both things from that? Why are you just picking one of eating and not resistance?
That's the word next. That's the word is going to cut to later. Right now, the word is saying is very simple. Either you in your shalom you couldn't eat it because it was tummy, or you were too far. You can redeem it.
So it's.
Either or.
Two learnings of Rabbi Eliezer.
It's not related.
Two things.
It's not. Read the pasuk. The pasuk says two things.
Right.
Pasuk says two things.
So he's just learning out this one new thing.
I'll tell you. On a simple level, you would read the pasuk meaning one thing. On a simple level, you just read. How would you read the pasuk simply?
If you're far away, redeem it.
But it says, if you're far away and you couldn't carry, I would simply mean I would say you carry. Right. And you can't carry because you're too far, then redeem it. So pasuk is saying, he's saying no. It's telling you two things. Either you can't eat it because it's tummy, or because you're too far, then redeem it. That's what Rabbi is saying. The pasuk is teaching me two different cases.
Okay.
Soon I'm going to say a third case. Soon I'm going to say a third halacha.
Why does it repeat the Yerchak Mechadev?
It's a good question. I don't know. It says Chayir Mechadev first.
It doesn't focus on the Stam meaning of the Pasuk. That's the issue. It doesn't. It's teaching us two things, but it doesn't focus on the Stam meaning of you can redeem it if you're far away. It only according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's only focusing on the fact that in Yerushalayim.
That's what we asked him for. We said, how do you know? Right. That's what we asked for. Okay. We only asked for that point.
Okay.
Of course, good.
All right.
The Pasuk itself is teaching me if you're too far.
Right.
We said, how do you also know if you're in Yerushalayim, your tummy? But that is this. The Pasuk says, look inside, put your glasses on, you'll see. It says, Kilo Suchos the Eisai. If you can't, eat it, because it's tummy, then also redeem it. Good? Fine. Okay. But now, it's a little more complicated. Because Rabbi Bibi says, there's more things he wants to dig out of this Pasuk. He sees underneath the surface of this Pasuk. Amar Rabbi Bibi, Amar Rabbi Asi. I have a new question. Minarfa, where do I know? Lamaisa Shani Tahar. If my tsheni that is pure, shepayla say you're allowed to redeem it when. Well, if afilu pepsia achas, even if you are one step chutz lachaim outside the wall. Meaning, what's his question? Maybe the pasuk tells me, you know, simple pasuk shot in the pasuk. It's if you're very far,
right,
and it's too far for you to carry, drive so many tractor trailers up to Yerushalayim. It's too expensive. It's too hard for you. So redeem it and buy for Yerushalayim. Buy, redeem it. How do you know that? It's not only dependent on the fact that it's far. And even if you're one step out of Yerushalayim, you still have the option to redeem it. How do I know that? Right, where do I get that from? It's not from the simple meaning of the pasuk, you can do that. Simple meaning of the pasuk is dependent because you're very far, we let you redeem it. Mm-hmm. So again, Amar Bibi, Amar Asi, Minayim, from where do I know Lemaister, Shani, Tahar, and Shani that's pure? Shepayin Asi, you can redeem it. Afilu, even the Psiya Achas, when you're one step, Chutz Lachame, outside the wall of Yerushalayim. So he says Shinamra, because like it says, Kiloi Tuchas Eisai. He says, the Pasuk says, Kiloi Tuchas Eisai, you're not able to carry it. Which means, see, he's making a drush also here, that the Torah is taking to the either if it's too far, or if you did not, you're not able to carry it for whatever reason, even if you're a step outside the wall, right? That's enough to make it. You're like, you still, it's still allowed to redeem it, right? Mm-hmm. Not like the pasuk sounds like further that it's only because you were very far. That's one reason. Either you're very far, or if it's still, you need another more bigger process to bring it in, there's another option, even if it's not too far. It's good? Mm-hmm. So that's his rush. He's saying, why the pasuk to add the words kilo tuchos se'esa, because you're not able to carry it. He's learning the word se'esa means to carry. So he's saying, because it's dependent on bringing it in. As long as you didn't bring it in yet.
He's not.
All right.
He's obviously not holding by the ina ella. There's nothing in it except.
Yeah, the Gemara's going to work out that the same. It seems like on the surface, correct. The Gemara's going to work out that they could both agree. Nachon. On the surface, it sounds like he's learning that it could mean carry. Nachon. We'll see the Gemara further. He could also learn the Rabbi Eliezer, but in the next step of the Gemara. But for right, Nachon. True. Right now, Rabbi Eliezer said it. The simple meaning is food. Rabbi Bibi said no. The simple meaning is
carry.
Yeah. Good, and that's where they both make their drushes. Fine, very good. Let's see. He'll garash you.
So now, wait a minute. If Rabbi Bibi is holding the simple meaning is carrying,
right,
how does he learn? Why can we ask him about Bibi? How does he learn out that? Yeah.
First of all, it's not a question about Bibi. First of all, Rabbi Bibi himself doesn't have to hold it at halacha. We asked, what's the Tana of our Mishnah? What's the source for the Tana of our Mishnah that he held like that? Rabbi Bibi never said he holds with that halacha. It's like you have a halacha in a Mishnah and an Amira has to come back to it.
Right.
He's not bound to hold. Anything was, it's going to work out for everyone. So he's not really the ones with the essence. I'm bound to hold like that.
Right.
Good? Very good. So let's see Rashi. We know on the bar for you. Twelve lines from the wide lines in Rashi. 12 lines up. will be nala and debaktiyah. From where do we know that it's a debaktiyah? Where do we know that you're allowed to redeem ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim when it's coming? What's the Rashi say? We nala. From where do we know the debaktiyah? Interesting. Argus that we know lay because it was like an abbreviation. Rashi has we know lay. Fine. Where's the us? Seems like Argus with we know lay. Okay. We know lay the debaktiyah. Meister Sheni Shenit. But Rashi says, what are we referring to? How do we know it's eligible to be redeemed? Meister Sheni became Tavit. The Bidikar Masnis said, from this that we said in our Mishnah, Shalai Nifta, that your whole issue was you didn't redeem it, right? Michlal, we understand from here, we could make a conclusion from here. The Ibai, if you want Parik, Parik means you could redeem, it's Aramaic for redeem. Ibai, if you want Parik, you could redeem it. But if it will be Yerushalayim, even in Yerushalayim, the fact that the Mishnah told me your issue was you didn't redeem it in Yerushalayim sounds like you could redeem it in Yerushalayim. And the Afal God, that even though the Meister Sheni Tor, Meister Sheni which is pure, in the Nifta Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to redeem it in Yerushalayim. The Chzivka, the Pasuk says, Ki Yerchak Bimcha, the Pasuk seems specifically only because it's too far for you, but it's not the Bakasav, and the next Pasuk says, you should put it onto money, redeem it onto money, which we understand from there. Berichok makon ata paita. When you're in a far away place, that's when you could redeem it. But like the kira makom, not when you're close. So if it's like we said yesterday, if it's Meister Sheni that's pure, you're allowed to redeem it in Yerushalayim. Meister Sheni that's pure. No, why? Because the pasuk sounds like it's dependent on you being far. If you're far, you can redeem it. If you're not, so how do you know that if it's tummy, you are yes allowed to? Where do you get this hetter from? That's our whole gemara's question.
What?
Parik.
What
is the difference?
No.
Parik is redeemed. It's Aramaic for redeemed.
Oh, yeah?
It's like Paida. In Hebrew, Paida. Aramaic is Parik.
Okay.
It's to redeem.
The question is, how can somebody who's Tameh...
In?
No, excuse me. How can somebody who's in your side of redeem Tameh...
Truth.
Nachon.
That's the
question.
Good, that's the question. So Kandr Eliezer says, no problem. It's in the Pasuk. That's why I translate the pasuk. It's straight out of the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Right? We said the pasuk says, "Lo yuchal se'es." You're not able to se'es, which he says means you're not able to eat it because it's tummy. Then redeem it. What do you say? Let's see Rashi. The eight se'es. Al achilu. The word se'es means achilu means eating. V'hachi kamar kran. This is what the pasuk says. Ki yirchek mimcha. When it's too far from you. That what's that case? That case is Shehe Meister Tar Chutz Yerushalayim. And when it's too far, and the Meister, and you have Meister which is pure outside Yerushalayim, that's one option when you should redeem it. Or Afilu Hu Yerushalayim, even if it's already in Yerushalayim, Eller rather Shei Ata Yachal Lo Echleis. You cannot eat it. Shenitva because it came tummy. Then when Asata Kesef, then the next pasuk continues, then you should redeem it. So what's really important is the Torah is giving you two options. Either it was pure and you're too far from Yerushalayim. What happened?
And that's what we were holding, kind of. I don't know.
Well, how should you explain the Gemara?
Gemara Rabbi Eliezer?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
How should you explain it?
Fine.
That either one, the first scenario is it's Meister Sheni, which is pure, which is very far from Yerushalayim. Or Meister Sheni, which is Tameh, even inside Yerushalayim. Then the pasuk says, then you should redeem it.
The Rabbi Eliezer learned that through taking the two different segment and interpret it twice, two different times. One for carry, one for eat. Or the same pasuk.
Yeah, it's two different words. It's two different parts of the pasuk.
So you can say pasuk and just use the two different parts of the same pasuk, Rabbi Eliezer, to interpret the carry.
Yes. Yeah.
All
right. Let me ask you a question.
We thought it was two different pasuk.
How is he interpreting it? No. How is he interpreting it two ways?
He's not interpreting it two ways. He's saying the pasuk is saying two different things.
If you are.
Oh, what that's the Gemara's next step. We're going to get there.
Yeah.
That he's going to, Gemara's going to get there soon. Right now, we're saying we have two pshat. Right now, we have Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says it means klatuchas se'es, which means you can't eat it. And then the next thing was Rabbi. Right now, it's two different things. We're going to, the Gemara's going to mix them soon. Right now, Rabbi Eliezer only said was it's referring to the word se'es means eating. Rabbi says.
No,
that is the ace. What's the question?
But even in Rabbi Eliezer, it seems like a contradiction.
Why?
Because he says if it's too far away from you, right?
Yeah.
You can redeem it.
Right.
He's saying that means carrying it.
If it's too far away.
Yeah.
Then you can redeem it outside your shalim. Go ahead.
Right. He's saying that means carry it.
Why does it mean carry? He's not touching those words.
Redeem it.
What does it mean to carry? Read the pasuk inside. Read the pasuk. It says, "Vayisa masos." Right? Sorry, the pasuk says, "Chayir be'avim chader." It's too far. Right? That means you're way outside Yerushalayim. It's too far. That's one scenario.
Right.
Or a second scenario. Or kilayis tuchas eiser. You're not able to eat it because it's tummy even in Yerushalayim. Right?
Right.
And then the next pasuk says, what do you do with these two scenarios? Redeem it. That's the pasuk after. You don't have. It says, v'nasata kesef. Put the thing on the money. Redeem it onto money. Okay. What's the question? This pasuk is getting two different scenarios. According to Rabbi Eliezer.
What are the scenarios? Pass out one more time.
The pasuk is giving you either scenario A was good, which means you're too far.
Too far in the way.
And you're outside your shalim. Right. That's one scenario where you're going to redeem it. The second scenario is what? In your shalim. Just you can't eat it.
Right.
Then you also redeem it.
Okay.
And if it's tummy, you redeem it.
Okay.
So that was really yes. Rabbi Mikhail says, no, I understand the puzzle Latuchas Eis in a different way. I understand Latuchas Eis is really referring to carry. But what's the Torah trying to teach me with that? It's saying either you're very far, or even if you just didn't carry it inside. Let's say you're right outside the wall. Just Latuchas Eis, you couldn't bring it in for whatever reason. You didn't bring it in. You didn't bring it in yet. It's also you still have to redeem it. That's the second scenario. Right? According to Rabbi, what's the second scenario? The second scenario is you're right outside the walls. First scenario is you're very far. What's the second scenario? You're close, just you didn't bring it in. You physically didn't bring it in yet. Then also you can redeem it. That's according to Rabbi, for of us. So even if you're one step out of the wall, you still have the right to redeem it, even though you're not far. Even though the pasuk sounds like you're far, no. We'll give you a second option when you can redeem it. Let's see, Rashi, the last word of the last narrow line. Fibu, the Psiya Achas, one of the first wide line now. Said, even if you're one step ahead, even though it's written Yirchak, it said you're very Yirchak, you're far, the Mashma, too, which seems to be a lot, you were very far away. It's not true, that's not what it means. The Torah explains to me, Tamalur Kilar Suchas to Eisai Lenasa. The positive things we don't. If you're not able to carry it, and to bring it into the walls, then you could still redeem it, even if you just didn't carry it into the walls. We're not depending this, we're not hanging this, we're not making it dependent on how far it was, that you're far away, that's why you could redeem it. Rather, Benatila is taking it, as long as you didn't take it in, you still are allowed to redeem it. The chos man, all the time, the ika lemeh banakati, that you there is still like work that you should still do, like you still have to bring it in. That netilah of avay, you still have to take it and bring it lefnim inside. Afilu psia achas, even one step. Paidai say you still have the right to redeem it. So that's the extra words of the pasuk shulchan. So it says even very far, even if you're close, you didn't carry it, you didn't physically carry it, in, still you're allowed to, still you have the right to redeem. But Rabbi Yezer and repeat me in the name of Rabbi Bas. Now, as the Gemara asks, how can Rabbi Dimi Rabbi Asi learn for his halacha if he won't step out of the wall? Whereas, hi, this me ba'ilei l'chadur Rabbi Yezer. We need this pasuk of Se'ez to teach me that halacha Rabbi Yezer. That to teach me that means that you couldn't. That this pasuk is referring to that you can't eat it because it's tameh. That whether you still allowed to redeem it. So how you Rabbi in the name of Asi using this pasuk to teach me if you're one step outside you can still redeem it? We need this pasuk to teach me what?
Can't eat it.
What do you need this pasuk to teach me?
Can't eat it.
Can't eat it. In Yerushalayim. I mean, what's this pasuk coming to teach me? That.
What
in Rebbe Eliezer, you're
cheating, right?
Right. So how could Rabbi Bibi come and tell me this pasuk is for if you were one step outside Yerushalayim, you could still redeem it? We need it to teach me. But two chos ace means you're not in a case where you can't eat it. When you're in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to redeem it. When it's tummy. The Gemara answers, so again, the Gemara asks, hi, mi ba'ile, this pasuk of Latuchos Se'esa, we need it, like that of Rebbe Yezer, right? To teach us the halacha of Rebbe Yezer, that in a case that Latul says if you're not allowed to eat it by Truma Tumei, you're allowed to eat it. So our answer is okay, and if so, if that's all was coming to tell me, just really as just halacha, what's the imkain? If you were right, that it's only coming to tell me really as just halacha, so lema kra, let the pasuk say, Latucha la oichlai. You're now allowed to eat it. If that's all it's going to teach me, that you're allowed to redeem it if you can't eat it, let it just say, in the case where you can't eat it, redeem it. My se'esa, why does it have to say the word se'esa? We switch the terminology. Must be to tell me two things. First of all, to teach me the halacha of Rabbi Eliezer, and also to teach me the halacha of Rabbi, that's referring to a case that as long as you didn't carry it in, you're still able to redeem it. So the Gemara asks of that, the Ema say, Kulay, the whole pasuk lahachi huda asa. So maybe the whole pasuk just came for a bibi. Maybe it's not going to tell me really as this halacha at all. Maybe it's just going to teach me the halacha of a bibi, who says that it's just going to teach me you're allowed to redeem it as long as you didn't carry it in yet. Why is it imkain? If so, lema kora, let it say. The lama is lema, let it say. Lema kora, let the pasuk say. Latucha litlai, you're not able to take it. Ma'ase ase, why do we say lashon says? Shmamino, we hear from here. Tartu, we hear from here. Two halachas must be two halachas. Let's see the Rashi, the second line of the Chodesh Balazar. We want to ask, you need this to teach me. Have to Rabbi me tell me. It's teach me the halacha that if you're one step out of the wall of Yishalayim, could redeem it. We need it for Rabbi Lazar's halacha. My Ma'aser Sheni Shenitzvah who taught me. That Ma'aser Sheni that became Tame, you're allowed to redeem it. So Gemara said, if so, should have just said, don't eat it. Let it say, don't oichla. My se'esa. So Rashi, why did it say the pasuk of se'esa? Why say this terminology? Shmami, no, we have a real term asking the actual that as long as you didn't actually carry it in, you could still redeem. But then the Gemara said, maybe it's just coming for that halacha of Rav Asi. Say no, because then it should have said. Don't carry it. So again, so what are we saying? We're saying it like this. We're learning two halachas for the same thing. How do you learn two halachas for the same word? Who gave us the right to learn two halachas? We're really learning Reuliezer's halacha. What's Reuliezer's halacha?
You can't eat it in
your life. Right. Reuliezer's halacha is you can't eat it. Reuliezer's halacha is what's Reuliezer's halacha? Let two halachas say, right? Let two halachas say. According to Eliezer, what does this mean? It meant you can't, in a case where you can't eat it, and that's matachiba. If you can't eat it,
redeem.
Fine. Comes Rav Asi. He says, no, that's not what it means. It means, you know what it means? Se'es means something else. Se'es means, as long as you didn't, if you didn't carry it in yet, even one step out, you can redeem it.
As long as you're carrying it.
As long as you still need to carry it more.
Yeah, okay.
As long as you need to carry more, since you didn't. He says you didn't. You're not able to carry it in that step. But he says it means carry. As long as you didn't carry it in, you're still allowed to redeem it. So now, how do you learn two things from the same word? See, you can learn both of them. Why? Because the fact that the Torah said a word of se'es, which could mean both of them.
The fact that the Torah used a barb word, basically.
Which means both. You can learn both. Because if the Torah only wants you to learn achila, the Torah could have wrote achila. That's right. Latucha lechol, right? If you can't eat it, tell me lechol, right? So the fact that it didn't say that is because you also want to teach me about carry. If you only want to tell me carry, you could have just said lito. You weren't able to take it. So the fact that we use the lasha that works both ways to teach me both halachas, to teach me two halachas. That's say shma mina tarti. The Torah wants to just learn you one. Let it say the lasha that the reserved word for that thing. Just either you couldn't eat it. You couldn't carry it. Why it says se'es, which means to tell me both halachas. To teach me both halachas.
Purposely uses par word this word instead of identifying using the more simpler words. The purpose of this word to teach you two different things.
Yeah,
so you should. That's why I picked that word.
How do you translate it? Plus, how does it get translated? Which there? It says right there, no? You have it open?
So every art school, every unclos, He's not going to tell you every pshat the Gemara said. You always go to simple pshat and then the Rashi can say, "Oh, here the wise coming out of here, it means both." The Gemara is saying they're both, but it means both. So Uncle is probably saying, "Karen was saying, where is what pasuk is this?" You want to know what Uncle is thinking? Tuchel to Eisle Chav Talid. He's going to know. Tuchel and Mitla. He said Lita. You can't take it.
So
he's not. That's he's translating. Well, he always translates one pshat, and every pasuk is more than one drush. There's more than one pshat.
Sure.
He's just saying. He's explaining. If you read the word in article, let's say you can't carry it. But really, we know. We learned the Gemara. You test on my base. We know a little more than article now. That it means both. The pantera means two things. It means two things. Fine. Scribe. Question. I want you.